Welcome back to Head Games Radio with a man that never let himself lie in the fetal position and whimper. Marv Levy is going to be joining us in just a second. Talk about one more surprising situation in the NFL. When you look at the opportunity that the New York Jets had after the Patriots were shut out in, The Patriots were shut out in Miami. Strange things happen in Miami. It's just a strange sort of warp. The Bermuda Triangle seems to happen there. But we talked with Marv Levy a couple weeks ago talking about the impact of the no huddle and, secondly, about making things too complicated for quarterbacks. And J.P. Losman obviously is a big reason why Buffalo is beginning to find its oats, but also a solid running game, great special teams, big plays, and an efficient passing attack. Here's Marv Levy.
A lot of plays on the wrist, man. I talked to Roethlisberger. I see all the plays that are on his wrist, too. And even I think I watched the other day when he was up the line of scrimmage, almost under the center, and he's looking at his wristband. I mean, you're supposed to be looking at the defense. What are you looking at your wristband for? So, I don't know. There's, you know, you always look at a guy like Brett Favre, and, of course, I admire what Peyton Manning has done the last few years and the type of quarterback he's become, probably one of the best. I'm sure by the time he's done with this whole thing, he'll be one of the best ever to play the game because he gets out of plays when he has to. He's almost like a coach on the field. I'm sure that the other two gentlemen will agree with that. That when you're a quarterback, you should know the ins and outs of everything that's going on, anyways, and not have to worry about somebody setting plays down into your ear every single play.
That was Jim Kelly, and then we're going to cut off because Marv is joining us now. Marv, first of all, thanks for making time. It's your game planning day. What's the difference between what you used to do as the head coach and now as the general manager?
Oh, heck, you don't do any game plan. It's a vastly different job, Nick. One of the things I learned from Bill Polian and John Butler, who were general managers when I was here, is don't meddle with the coaching. You can throw them off the track. Actually, I'm there for consultation, but most of my work is done in personnel matters, running the pro personnel staff and the college personnel staff in preparation for the draft and free agency. And I'm here for counsel, but I don't want to mess up the coaching approach either.
Well, you had a huge game on Sunday, and once again, this NFL season is topsy-turvy. No one can predict anything. When I look at Dr. Z and his predictions, Paul Zimmerman for Sports Illustrated, he's below 50% half the time, and I'm below 50% half the time. So you have three big plays that seem to set the tone for Buffalo. Great, solid running game, great special teams. It sounds like a Marv Levy offense.
Well, it's something which I certainly approve of, and before we go into the season, those are things I hope we can address, and we seek very hard when we bring in new player personnel to get guys of good, solid character, good work ethic. But that was the difference last week. We did make the big plays. They happen when you make the other team strain a little bit, and when your people get a better grasp of what you're doing. We had a 77-yard pass on a 3rd-and-3 situation where it looked like we were going to run a quick slant. Lee Evans ran a great fake on it. J.P. Losman pumped, and the secondary jumped it, and then Lee was gone for a touchdown. And then when they tried to play a little catch-up, that's when you can get the pressure on the passer and get the type of interception we got when Nate Clements returned one some 58 yards for a touchdown. So we're getting better. So is the opponent we face this week, the Miami Dolphins. They've won 5 of their last 6. We've won 4 of our last 6.
And that's part of the interesting notion of this season is teams that started off slow are speeding up. Tennessee, another big example of teams that have found themselves, certainly Vince Young. Let's talk about Vince Young for a second and comparing him to the development of J.P. Losman. Vince Young, how many people would have expected him to have this kind of impact this soon?
Well, boy, he really has done it. And, you know, probably the quarterbacks who are able to run extremely well have an earlier impact than maybe those who take a little while longer to develop, who are primarily passers. Vince Young has passing abilities, but his ability to run and scramble and get that play and keep the chains moving a long distance have been magnificent. But for a rookie quarterback, just as you've alluded, Nick, to play as well as he's played on a team that was struggling early, that is remarkable.
Let's get back to your favorite subject, J.P. Losman. Leadership is a little bit easier when you are, let's say, throwing 15 times a game rather than 40 like Ben Roethlisberger, who used to throw 15 to 20 last year. All that pressure that's on him, it's kept it simple for J.P. Losman, hasn't it?
Well, yes. And, you know, first of all, he has really worked at it. He's prepared. He's done good things. He hasn't gotten frustrated when something's gone a little bit wrong. He's owned up when he's done something wrong, and he's responsive to a correction. Now, as our defense gets better, of course, he's not having to play desperation catch-up, and you can perform pretty well there. 15 times is all he threw this past week. No interceptions. Threw for two touchdowns. Turnover certainly helped. When you have a great defense functioning, as Roethlisberger did a year ago, you don't have to throw a lot of times, and you're never playing that desperate catch-up game.
Let's talk about Perry Fuel, your defensive coordinator, too. You had an interesting balance of man and zone blitzes. Seemed to confuse Chad Pennington into a couple of interceptions. Tell us about how that's improved over the last few weeks.
Well, our defense is based on fundamentals and hustle. It's not based on elaborate schemes. Actually, this last game that we played, we did not rush more than four men at any time. That's an eye blinker. You say, how do you get pressure on the passer? Great effort, great coverage. A lot of our sacks were, quote, coverage sacks, where Pennington really didn't have anyone to throw to. They've gotten better at executing what they do. The coaches haven't gotten exasperated and say, oh, we're just going to blitz every down and leave themselves vulnerable to the bomb.
And finally, without a great running back, it's got to be tough. Those teams at this time of year that can have a dominating running game, are going to have a different situation at quarterback. You saw it with Chicago last night, averaging 5, 6, and 7 yards a carry. Tell me about McGahee and what he's bringing to the consistency of the Buffalo team.
Well, Willis McGahee had a very good game against the Jets. He had his longest run from scrimmage, touchdown run from scrimmage of his career in the game, a 57-yarder. But our offensive line now, we had a shakeup in it about 6, 7 games ago. The same five have played. They've avoided injuries. They come together. They're starting to get rhythm. They're finally coming off the ball and helping. Willis is a strong runner. His confidence is growing, too, as he's beginning to understand how the plays are forming in front of him. We're getting good downfield blocking from our wide receivers and tight ends when they release off the ball. All of those things contribute to a good running game.
We're joined by the professor of passing, one of the best analysts in the NFL, if not the most popular. He's number two, and I think he is the best guy at explaining the game. Ron Jaworski, how are you?
I'm great, Nick. How are you, buddy? Good to be with you. Good to hear from Coach Levy there for a few minutes.
Well, I'm hearing from a Buffalo area resident here right now.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I know that, Coach. It's always good to hear you break down that running game. And, of course, McGahee did have a super effort last Sunday.
Yes.
Ron, let's hear about your analysis of J.P. Lossman. I'd love to have Marv's comments on comparing the way you're bringing along a young quarterback there versus a Rex Grossman and what he's been going through.
Well, if you've watched the State Farm NFL matchup show throughout this season, you know I am a big J.P. Lossman fan. We have had the opportunity to watch all of the Bills games on the coach's tape, and I have been able to see a nice evolution in his game. And what I really like is he actually came into NFL films this offseason, spent some time with Greg Cosell and myself, and we looked at a number of games. And what I really liked about him, he really understood what the defense is trying to do. He understood how fronts fit into coverage. He understood linebacker positioning, how they could, in the pre-snap phase, it would help him understand what the coverage is going to be. A lot of young quarterbacks don't understand that. JP did understand it. I also like that he never blamed anyone. We sat here and went through a number of games where maybe protection broke down, a receiver may have run a poor route. He never pointed the finger at anyone. He assumed his own responsibility. To me, that's very important for a young quarterback, you know, to look at yourself in the mirror first, and he did that. That's why I really, you know, we knew all about the talent level, the ability to throw the football, to move in the pocket. But I love the fact that, you know, that he was critical of his own talents and his own abilities and was able to at least, you know, poke a little fun at himself and not lay it at someone else's legs.
Well, that's a great analysis. And before we let you go, Marv Levy, Josh, stay with us for a couple minutes. Marv, tell us about what you're going to do in Miami, a team that shut out Tom Brady.
Yeah, oh, they're playing magnificently on defense. Dom Capers, their defensive coordinator, has done a magnificent job with them. Jason Taylor not only is leading them in sacks, he's leading them in interceptions. They move him all around. No, it's a tough game. We played a close one with them before. We're both teams, I think, getting better. We're not going to say what our game plan is. In fact, this is only early Tuesday. We don't even know what exactly it's going to be right now. But it's a team that definitely is on the rise, and their defense, I think, now is either second or third in the NFL. So that's quite a task we have. They shut out the Patriots. Wow.
Well, Marv, thanks for joining us, buddy. My money's on Buffalo this week, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you, and good to have a chance to even visit with Ron here. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Always a pleasure.
We'll be right back with Ron Jaworski on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.